Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Psona.
From Tuesday 1st to Sunday 6th, February 2011.
Praises and Radio Psona. Traces Lounge.
Someone standing here? Irena?
No, I have to tell you, I would actually really love to have a chat with Kara, because we have so many organizing stuff to deal with the whole day. So I would appreciate to have like a more content-based talk on things that have happening here. So that would be my biggest desire, actually.
Beautiful. Kara, I'd like to invite you up here. And if you can share the microphone and speak right into it like this, that would be wonderful.
Thanks so much, Jody, for finally providing some nice and silent space for us, for Kara and me. So, Kara, this has been pretty much running around again today, but I think we can be really happy about how the Open Zone Day developed.
Amazing. I've never seen the Hake Bay so full. It was absolutely... Personally, I've never seen the Hake Bay so full. Every time I walked around, there was kind of crowds of people gathering around talks. The cafe was full. The workshop on the upper foyer, lower foyer, in the Hakaway space. Everything was full. So happy. Everyone had happy faces.
Yeah, for me today, you know, at one point I needed to organize a couple of things, and then I went back, and then I had for a moment, I had this view from an outsider. I completely forgot that this is basically our job here. And then I looked at all those people, and I thought, oh yeah, this is really interesting. I like what's going on here. And I especially liked the talks today over here. The repetitioner, I think, was really interesting. And also Alan Gunn shouting and not using the microphone and really entertaining the people in the place over there. What have been your best moments today?
Best moment? Firstly, I'd like to say I enjoyed Tapio's talk, because I didn't get to see everything. I spent all my time in here, so it was good to hear about what's been going on upstairs and in the Hakaway stage. Oh. But I think I enjoyed Alan Gunn's talk, because I've heard so much about him. I've emailed him, I've been on lists with him, but I've never actually met him in person. And he was the nicest guy ever to meet. And even if he had a couple of people up in the top of the auditorium who were asking very difficult questions on purpose to try and kind of catch him out, but he just answered them kind of, he said he stretched the way he thought to kind of answer the questions, which was good, so he enjoyed it as well.
I was a bit afraid of how we would solve the observer talk today, because last night I found it quite difficult to be over there with all the sound coming from the cafe stage and all that. And then I thought, yeah, we need to ask Jody for whether we can take refuge within the tea lounge. Because, you know, at the late hour of the day, it's really like the energy is shifting towards different places here in the Hakaway. And it doesn't make so much sense to establish two different centers of attention at that, you know, if it's so late and people, they don't want to discuss so much. They just like to have a nice and relaxed atmosphere, as you provided with your project here. And also, maybe it's more about, in the evening, more about sitting down, resuming a bit, how was the day, have a beer, have a tea. and also going to the performances and stuff. So it's really, I think it's good to keep the energy up throughout the day, and then it's really fine to have such an event like Traces, like your tea lounge, because it's really, in a way, it's the perfect setting to reflect, to wrap up, and really to, I feel, you know, at the end of the day, relaxed, and... Yeah, please join us.
It was really lovely, actually, to integrate Tapio and the Observer Talk into the lounge, and I was talking with everyone today about... The way that we're making kind of the program and what kind of structure or unstructuredness we have, and really wanting for all the people involved to be able to invite guests or friends or people they'd like to talk to. And so having Miga start today talking to Igor, who's a wonderful net art pioneer with working with robots at the moment, was really beautiful, because there are people who I haven't connected with and who I don't know who they are or what they do particularly, but who other people within the group are much more aware of. And there was something I was going to say about Tapio that I've forgotten.
You can tell us more about your experience with tree climbing in Heath today, because I would really like to know more.
That was beautiful. I thought someone told me they'd climb trees with Heath Bunting the other day, and I was like, what, really? And he said, yeah, he's all about getting off the screen and getting out, and he was amazing. So we kind of walked out of the building, there were about eight of us, and found the first tree. And Claudia, who was here early, was incredibly agile. She just leapt up into it. And Heath was actually setting challenges for people. So the first tree, he said, okay, how many... I want to get everyone up in that tree. How many people can we have in that tree? So there were seven people. I don't think I quite made it into the first tree. And then we kind of walked around a little bit more. And there was one that was quite high. And so he challenged someone to climb up onto the electricity box and then kind of climb along the tree branch, which he then just did like, whew, incredible, like a monkey. And then there was one just very straight tree that had no branches at all. He said, okay, go climb that one. And, well, Jebi tried and he was kind of sliding off it. And then Claudia, and he's like, just get your feet off the ground, just for like 10 seconds, just stay up there. And then Heath did it, and he had this great technique, kind of wrapping his legs around it and his arms, and then kind of jumping up. So we had a little bit of genuine tree hugging going on today from one of the world's pioneer net artists, which, I mean, for me was really lovely too, because it was something about getting out of the media environment, out of this very precise architecture, which has quite an effect on you, I think, after a few days walking around in this sort of... this foyer with all these people, walking outside, still connected, still doing something, still kind of part of it, but having a really different experience in the environment. Like, our hands were all like kind of slimy and green from the tree trunks, and it was really nice to kind of get a little bit dirty and a little bit out of breath and just experience the world outside these doors, because we're so inside this space.
Jodie, I'd like to ask you, because we had quite a lot of email exchange prior to the festival, planning and setting up stuff and all that. And then you entered the space, you did your first setup. How did the project evolved once you have been here and settled in here? And what happened actually that you couldn't foresee before placing Traces in the open zone?
Interesting question. I mean... I think for me, the sheer amount of kind of like physical labor in terms of setting up a tea space and organizing the stream and making sure that the microphones are working and that the video is in a good position to create a sort of a relaxed atmosphere. So I had, you know, I was aware of that, but I had forgotten just how much energy and attention needs to go into creating a space. The first night was, of course, very, very chaotic because it was the opening night. And I was mainly, like, I started out sort of serving tea and talking to people. And actually, while serving tea and chatting was a really nice way of interacting and engaging. But then it became a little like the transitions between how to go deeper into a conversation or how to kind of create a dialogue between people who didn't know each other We're kind of, I think we've been working on those over the couple of days, and so I kind of have been resisting putting a structure on it. Like, not, I really didn't want to have kind of times for the guests or a particular set of questions, because for me there's a lot of things going on that are programmed, that are panels, that are very focused. And of course we wanted to be dealing with the themes that are in here, but also to capture a little bit of that essence of when you're at a festival and you're in between events, or you're just, you know, meeting someone, standing next to them getting a cup of tea, and you have different conversations in a different way than you would from, like, being in a panel or being in another environment. And so seeing the way that that has kind of evolved has been really lovely. It was funny, two of the guys who came the first night were friends of the architects who built this structure. And one of them said, he looked at the, so I've got the cardboard seat drum things covered with fabric as the tea tables in the tea lounge for our listeners who can't see these details. And he said, oh, I thought they were ghosts. So I was wondering what kind of ghosts might be haunting the Hakebe. And last night was actually a really nice mix with quite a long conversation with a friend who dropped by, Andy Holton, who's a sculpture professor from Chicago, who gave a great Arduino workshop here at the MMX open space. And we're now collaborating, having met at that workshop, and with yourself, Ella, who's the curator of the Open Zone. Irina asked me to introduce who I was speaking to, and Cara, who's your wonderful assistant. And this was really nice to go a little bit deeper into what your thoughts and ideas were for it. So, I mean, for me, it kind of has evolved into, yeah, I guess kind of more connections, more possibilities. I was also offered a job hosting public conversations in London by someone who there's, I can't remember, oh, Talkioki. So they set up on the street and invite strangers to come and talk. Perfect.
For me, I have to say, it's always this exciting moment when you make your plans and everything, and then you have this architectural manifestation, and it's there, and you have to settle in. And it's like as if you would go on vacation. It takes you a couple of days until you really arrive. And I exactly have that feeling. So for me, it's only now on our third night that I have the feeling I sort of settled in. And it's so funny because, you know, whenever I go somewhere to another country, it takes me exactly this amount of time before I, you know, overcome all the difficulties and the challenges, and before I finally have the feeling, okay, so I can be at home here. This is my place. It's so funny. I was just thinking about that because in the beginning it's a pure shock, right? You are here in this structure, and even though we knew in advance how it would look like, it's a total different thing to finally inhabit it and, you know, to really work here and communicate and all that. And this is really something I appreciate with festivals. They provide such a great opportunity to see your work in a laboratory situation also, because it's not about, you know, curatorial planning. This is one side of it, but the 50% is like really keeping the dynamics going and, you know, really look for people that they have everything what they need. This is a huge organization effort, which, just like you, you know, it's so funny because therefore I asked you. I think Kara and I, we made a lot of lists in advance, and Kara is the goddess of lists. I don't know anyone who is better in planning and organizing. And, you know, those lists sort of helped us to feel prepared, right? And to have a good, yeah, they help you feel better, exactly. But in a way, they are useless at the very moment when you are here and when you just have to deal with all the energy and, you know, all the people here. And then you have all the high expectations about, you know, then things come up like, oh, is this, you know, is everyone happy? Do we really have good conversations? And then you're always measuring. You always try to match it against your whole scope of expectations that you had in the beginning. And then it's really, and then there's this perfect moment when you let go of all that because you're tired enough you got a little bit used, you're relaxed enough, and then the festival can actually start. That's the moment when things really can roll off. So therefore, we should have like 3 days more in the end, because it's what I told you. You'll see Saturday and Sunday that we will we will dance our way through the open zone. Everyone will be perfectly settled in, and and that's the moment when it's all over. Yeah.
The dancing through is the moment we're looking forward to. And I mean, one of the things that has been lovely, like you guys are amazing at being so fluid and responsive to what's happening, the energy in the space, and like if things need to shift or change a little bit, that's just, there's no stress. It's not like, well, this is how it's planned, so it has to be like this. So it really is like open sort of structurally as well. And it's been wonderful starting to talk to the other artists, just because we're all here. Something starting soon in the auditorium. But we've been offered a concert on, which I think will be on Saturday night, by some of the Compost Collective, who make slow music. And I think it's music to get people to do slow dancing to. And so I know I'm really, really excited about that. And also the show on Saturday night through the Radio Zonda is being broadcast in the... Which station is it, Irina? Do you want to come and chat a little bit?
On a Saturday night, we will connect with Radio Student from Ljubljana, and they will broadcast all 2 hours that we will stream from here. So a lot of people will listen to this program on Saturday night. About 500,000, yes. Of course. Of course. That's it. So be prepared very well. So we have to be prepared in a way.
I think we have some nice material for the highlights now. What have the highlights been for you, Irina?
I don't doubt about this. No, I mean, we have a lot of material, so I really would like to fix the material, to prepare everything, and then make some improvisations, or with concerts, or with some other stuff, because we have 4 or 5 microphones around the space here, and we are mixing them together all the time, especially like this space happens between many different audios material. So it's not just one space that is right now here, but there are many of them, and then how they react between each other. Because our last show ends, so Radio Zona is temporary art project, and we do some stuff for a very temporary period, few days, galleries or institutes invite us to produce a program, and our last program we finished 14 days ago in Ljubljana. It was about audio archive, about radio art and sound art. And so we mixed Italian archive with Slovene archive, and I found amazing number of projects that exactly they are dealing with these different space audio mappings, combining them with some text storytellers, and that really works very well.
And I believe you went out and did a space mapping last night with... Can you tell me? I didn't hear all of it. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
No, it's just... I'm doing this very systematically because I'm serving a space, I would say, in a very architectural way, going around and calculate how many steps I'm doing, what are the floor, what is the material of the floor, wood or ceiling, and then I'm reading the art projects without any kind of expressions or emotions. I'm just observing what I see. In a way, I'm really mapping or scanning the material that I'm seeing, but I would say that through the space observing, through the architecture observing, in a way.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I feel so relaxed now. It was like a little holiday.
Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Psona. Transmediamia Lemon.